This is Matt Wells at UN News. The traditional knowledge Indigenous people have about land and natural resources is key to preserving the world's biodiversity, according to an expert with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. Yon Fernandez de Larenoa, Global Advocacy Officer on Indigenous Issues with the agency, is in New York for the current session of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, which concludes on Friday. He's welcomed this year's theme, which focuses on land rights and tenure. Mr. Fernandez de Larenoa told Diane Penn that Indigenous people have an understanding of land ownership which differs from mainstream definitions.
I think land is important for everyone. Wherever you go, any country you visit, any person you meet, they are attached to their land. For Indigenous peoples, it's different. They do not see a disconnect between themselves and the land. It's the same thing. So you cannot understand Indigenous peoples without understanding their territory. And in many parts of the world, we separate things. Indigenous peoples, they see them together. They give a tremendous importance to the relationships. They give tremendous importance to the cosmogony that evolves in a certain territory. And they do not separate the things in clusters or in silos like some of us do. No? So you cannot understand Indigenous peoples without land and resources and territories. Now, one of the main differences is that in many parts of the world, land is privatized or is conceived as a private plot. For Indigenous peoples, collective use of the land and the territories is essential. And many of their food systems, many of their traditions, a lot of their spirituality evolves around a communal and collective management of those territories.
I wonder if you can tell us specifically in terms of land and the Indigenous and FAO's work, which is about fighting hunger and poverty globally. Mm. How does that connect with the Indigenous and their understanding of land?
But there's a direct relationship, and all the research indicates that, between secure access to land and food security. This past year, the situation of food insecurity increased in the world, and it reversed a trend that has been decreasing over the past years. So we moved from 777 food insecure in 2016 to 815 food insecure in 2017. Now, this trend is very much linked to conflicts. And conflicts, the first thing that they do is they threat the secure access of people to their land, natural resources. And when we talked about land, we talked about rivers, we talked about lakes, we talked about sea, we talked about forest. Now, FAO has been working for years on land-related issues. In 2012, at the World Committee on Food Security, for the first time, a global document that talks about tenure was endorsed by the countries. And this was a major undertaking because it provided us a reference framework for all of us to measure the legislation, to measure the practices in place, to measure the policies in place, to see whether they were making sense for the people and they were guaranteeing their access to land. And we are still using this as a very valid tool. And we use this as the basis of good practices. Interestingly enough, the longest section or the one with most articles of these voluntary guidelines is the one that talks about Indigenous peoples. It talks about customary tenure. It talks about collective access. So it's central to the work of FAO, but it's central also to the work of the UN Permanent Forum of Indigenous Peoples.
And I wonder if you can tell us about some of the specific work FAO has been doing in terms of helping Indigenous people with that access and maintaining tenure to their land or understanding that.
But we've done a number of things. We've been doing capacity building, for example, in India. We've been digesting these voluntary guidelines so that the people can understand them. We've been translating them into Indigenous languages. We've been preparing materials and training for the people so that they can also implement the legislation in their countries, indicating different entry points for them to secure their lands. We have a tool called Open Tenure. That you can use to do the mapping of your territory. We've been doing training in Guatemala with Indigenous peoples and universities on how the youth can use this cell phone application that is free. Now we are trying to work with lawyers to make sure that they provide support to Indigenous peoples in their struggles to secure their land, which we think is fundamental as well.
Is there anything more that needs to be done?
Well, absolutely. When we talked about land and when we talked about collective rights and to territories, land and resources, there's so much more that we need to do. Not only FAO, I think all of us, our governments, citizens, civil society organizations, academia. There's plenty that needs to be done because these collective rights are the key to preserve the biodiversity in the world. And indigenous peoples are the ones that have been doing this. It's not by chance that the biodiversity is located in their territories. No? So it is very important to work with them. It's very important to understand them better. And it is extremely important that we create mechanisms where they can participate at equal level with governments, providing advice on how to secure collective rights. They've been managing these territories for thousands of years, and now they are under tremendous threat with the pressure from private sector companies, governments, etc. So we need to do much more.